KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's check some high school sports around the area last night. The Audubon High School hosting its girls' early bird track meet last night. First place winners in that meet last night include Kelsey Hurley of Fremont Mills. She won the high jump. Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia, the winner in the long jump. Hannah Mahoney of Missouri Valley took the shot put title, while Hannah Onken of Greene County was the winner in the discus. The 3,000-meter run went to Rebecca Topham of Griswold, while Underwood won the 4x800-meter relay. Greene County's team took the shuttle hurdle relay. Megan Wilson of Logan Magnolia was the champ in the 100 meters. The distance medley relay went to Woodbine. Rose Anderson of Exira EHK was the champion in the 400 meters. Fremont Mills took the 4x200-meter title. Andrea McClary of Fremont Mills was the winner in the 100 hurdles. Hannah Dugdale of Missouri Valley won the 800 meters. Olivia Hansen of Greene County won the 200. Rebecca Topham of Griswold, the champ in the 400 hurdles. The sprint medley relay went to Fremont Mills. Alex Flippin of Griswold was the champ in the 1500. And Greene County won both the 4x100 and 4x400-meter events last night at that early bird track meet. Also last night in high school sports in boys soccer, it was Underwood defeating Atlantic 6-4, AHSTW downing Trainer 5-0. In boys golf last night, Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 161-195. Carlton Ron of Clarinda shot 36. He was medalist in that meet. Also in girls golf, it was Clarinda over Southwest Valley 196-218. Maddie Davidson of Clarinda had the low round of 43. Well, Northern Iowa basketball coach Ben Jacobson will be making roughly $900,000 a year under the terms of his new contract extension. UNI Athletic Director Troy Dannon announced on Thursday that Jacobson has signed a 10-year extension through the 2024-25 season. Jacobson's new deal will raise his salary by over $300,000 per season. Dannon says a number of prominent boosters stepped up in the past 2 weeks to raise Jacobson's salary to a level consistent with the national marketplace. Jacobson has been Northern Iowa's coach for 9 seasons. He led the Panthers to a school record 31 wins and the Missouri Valley Tournament title this past season. Texas has found a new men's basketball coach. VCU Sports Information Director Scott Day has confirmed that Shaka Smart is leaving the VCU Rams for the Longhorns. Texas Athletic Director Steve Patterson flew to Richmond on Thursday to close that deal. Smart has been one of the hottest names in college coaching since leading the Rams to the Final Four in 2011. Patterson has zeroed in on bringing Smart to Texas immediately after firing former Longhorns coach Rick Barnes last weekend. Smart has won at least 26 games in each of his 6 seasons at VCU. Elsewhere in college basketball news, Florida coach Billy Donovan has signed a 1-year contract extension that raises his annual salary to about $4 million and keeps him under contract through the 2019-20 season. Donovan and Florida agreed to the deal last summer. It was signed in December, and the school released details on Thursday. Wichita State coach Greg Marshall has agreed to terms on a new contract, choosing to remain with the Missouri Valley powerhouse after receiving overtures from Alabama. It's expected to be a significant raise from the base salary of $1.85 million that Marshall was making on his previous 7-year rollover contract. Bowling Green has fired coach Chris Jans after an investigation into his recent public conduct. The university made that announcement in a statement. It didn't say what the conduct was. He led the Falcons to a 21-12 record, a 9-game improvement in his first year at Bowling Green. Florida forward Dorian Finney-Smith will be back for his senior season, keeping the team's top scorer and leading rebounder in Gainesville. The 6'8" Finney-Smith was a second-team All-SEC selection and averaged 13.1 points and 6.2 rebounds this season. He was suspended 3 games in February for an undisclosed violation of team rules, but was otherwise Florida's most dependable player. Stanford has won the men's NIT title, although the Cardinal blew a 13-point second-half lead before downing Miami 66-64 in overtime. Senior Chasen Randall capped his 25-point night by hitting a couple of free throws with 3.4 seconds remaining. Randall finishes with a school record 2,375 career points. Well, the recent Pro Day at the University of Northern Iowa offered a mixed bag for Mark Farley. Not only was the Panther coach happy to see players like running back David Johnson and defensive tackle Xavier Williams draw a large crowd of NFL scouts, it also made him realize how much talent must be replaced from last year's team that finished 9-5 and made it to the second round of the FCS playoffs.
We had, I believe, probably 8 guys at that Pro Day, and so it'll be, you know, there's a good and a bad. You're excited to see the prospects of all those guys living their dream and having the opportunity to get looked at by the NFL. But yet you also look at what you have to replace for next season, and that's what we're doing right now in spring ball, is trying to find those guys and get them developed to that level that we're going to be successful next season.
Well, the good news for Farley and the Panthers is that the cupboard is not bare. Four candidates are battling to become the starting running back, and Farley expects that position to remain a strength.
And then defensive line-wise, we probably played 7-8 guys last year in the defensive line, and we're fortunate enough to get 50 sacks out of those 7-8 guys. So we're going to roll those guys, because in defensive line, I think stamina, energy, speed of play is what creates the problems as much as size does. So hopefully we've got the people that we can counter and stay fresh and play with better speed, which in turn hopefully will make us as good in D-line, even without Xavier Williams.
Well, Farley says there is an open competition at quarterback. Senior Sawyer Colemorgan spent much of last season as the backup to Breon Carnes, but he does have a lot of starting experience.
We recruited a junior college quarterback. We have a young freshman quarterback from Grinnell, Iowa, and Eli Dunn, who's getting his opportunity. And then we've recruited another one as well from a transfer. So I believe in competition, and it'll only make those people that take that competition on become great players. And that's the challenge for Sawyer, and that's the challenge for our team, to get to find the best quarterback to fit our team.
Farley says while spring drills may narrow the field, many position battles won't be decided until preseason practice. UNI's spring game is set for April 25th. In baseball news, Detroit Tigers pitcher Justin Verlander is headed to the disabled list for the first time in his major league career. The Tigers said the 32-year-old right-hander won't be on the active roster for Monday's opener against Minnesota because of tightness in his right triceps. Verlander is 28 and 24 in two seasons since signing a $180 million seven-year contract, slowed by core muscle surgery before the 2014 season. It's the last week of spring training as teams are fine-tuning their rosters. Also around the league, the Atlanta Braves have acquired pitcher Trevor Cahill in cash from Arizona for minor league outfielder Josh Elander. The Seattle Mariners have brought back left-handed reliever Joe Bimel on a minor league deal and optioned newly acquired left-hander Mike Montgomery to AAA Tacoma. Oakland Athletics left fielder Coco Crisp could miss up to 2 months following surgery to remove a bone chip and spurs from his right elbow on Friday. The 35-year-old has been Oakland's starting center fielder the previous five seasons. Reliever Jose Valverde has been released by the San Diego Padres after the team informed the right-hander that he wouldn't make the opening day Major League roster. The three-time All-Star is hopeful he'll get an offer from another team soon. The Cincinnati Reds have sent reliever Sam LeClure outright to the minors and put starter Homer Bailey on the 15-day disabled list as part of their moves to get to the 25-man roster limit for opening day. Reliever Kevin Gregg and starter Jason Marquis were added to the roster. And the Los Angeles Dodgers right fielder Yasiel Puig was removed from a spring training game Thursday night against the Angels as a precaution following a violent collision with second baseman Howie Kendrick. That play occurred in the fifth inning while Puig and his new teammate were chasing a shallow fly by Mike Trout that fell for a leadoff triple. Kendrick, who spent his first nine big league seasons playing second base for the Angels before they traded him to the Dodgers in December, peeled off when he heard Puig call for the ball at the last instant, but he couldn't avoid hitting him. Puig went down and was tended to by a trainer before walking off the field under his own power. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.